This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on top here on the DJ V Show. Jennifer is not among us in this hour, but Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another hour of what kind of is an exploratory explanation into things that you're all talking about, things that maybe you don't know anything about. We have various categories like people in the news. Harvey Weinstein is this guy, man.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
He's shopping a documentary on himself.
Of course he is.
He wakes up early in the morning these days, attends group therapy, so he says he wears a black T-shirt and a fedora in rehab. He's still working on the folks that he knows, going through his Rolodex, trying to make a documentary about... Who better than him? He's already made some efforts to produce his... I guess what this is going to be the most challenging thing he's done, a documentary designed to pave the way for his comeback. Yeah. So far, nobody will touch it with a 10-foot pole. He's talked to a long list of producers, people reaching out to him.
I think that's what I call BS. His rep says...
So he says.
Yeah, his rep says, a lot of people, you know, are interested in producing this document. Who even wants to talk to him? He's so toxic right now.
Yeah,
no one in Hollywood wants to talk to him.
And if people are scared to talk to Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet, then I highly doubt it. It's not the right time. We're still highly in the midst of the Time's Up movement, and I don't know. You have to wait at least a few years if you want to make a comeback from something like this. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think anybody wants anything to do with him.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering where he's spending his time, he's at Gentle Path, which is a sort of a dry out rehab place, men only treatment facility, costs $50,000 a month. Kevin Spacey has been there. Tiger Woods has been there. It's in Scottsdale, Arizona. But rather than finish the program and take part in the outpatient sessions, he has, at least for the most part, he's whittled away much of his time in outpatient classes at a company or a facility that's related to this place, dealing with his legal challenges. There are only three people who have heard from him in recent months. So he's got a long list of producers he's trying to talk to, but he's only got three friends, apparently. The people in Scottsdale not happy. This is outside, it's sort of a suburb of Phoenix, and there are a lot of these sorts of places there. It's a great place for retirees. A lot of people go there on vacation, and they're not too happy about having to be exposed to him, or around him anyway. There are 100 allegations against this guy. 100.
And apparently there might be an arrest or two coming his way as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is not the right... Well, the fact that he even is thinking about shopping a documentary on himself so he can tell his side of the story instead of actually focusing on his very weird and real addictions, just shows you right there. He has no interest in really healing. There's no...
Is he so out of touch with himself? A lot of times guys get... women, too, they get so wrapped up in their... This guy's a psychotic. He's mentally disturbed.
Right.
So he's not going to have a clear-cut picture on what his reality is anyway. And that's sort of... I'm certainly not making excuses for the guy at all because he's a pig. But, a lot of times these people go over the top. And as you hear sometimes in the dramas, people claim the self-defense thing, or they'll claim that they're insane, they're not guilty by reason of insanity. That's his. If he gets arrested, that's his plea. And maybe there's something to it. And people just who are sane don't do the kind of stuff to the extent that he did. There are plenty of guys that are pigs that have taken advantage of women, certainly over the years. I had a conversation with somebody on Saturday about this sort of thing, and there was a lot of, you know, there, you can feel it with people who may have had the same problem, seething with anger. So the point is that this guy has done, at some point, somebody must have known that he was off the rails, and you'd have thought that somebody would have, you know, taken him aside and said, hey, you know, you better do something about this because you're really, you're going to get into big trouble. Nobody ever did, because maybe they were afraid of him for the same reason that women were afraid of him. He just had so much power, way too much power concentrated in his hands. Now, next person in the news on the list is Elon Musk has a new game plan for his company. It's called the Boring Company, by the way. I wonder why he calls it that. The Boring Company? He says instead of focusing on transportation for cars, he's going to prioritize mass transit for pedestrians, cyclists, that sort of thing. The goals are to help ease traffic in cities by digging networks. You know, there are a lot of tunnels that are either being contemplated. I think there's one already being built, though, isn't there, between Washington and New York? Isn't he onto that?
I think he got approval for that, yes.
Yeah,
but that's
right.
But that answers your question. That's why he's called it the Boring Company.
Yeah. Oh, it's not boring because it... Oh! Oh!
There you go!
Oh! Isn't that funny?
I thought you were making a joke if you didn't know why he
was called that. I didn't know. I knew what he was doing was boring, but I didn't realize it was that boring.
Right.
That kind of boring. Boring.
And knowing his sense of humor, I'm sure the double entendre was something he enjoys,
too. Of course
too.
It was. Yeah. Do you know that he, on Friday, I forget what they call them, bonus chits, to get $2.6 billion out of his company. That's how, and I thought that the Tesla was losing money, but it isn't the Tesla brand, the car is losing money, but the battery thing, he's already invested $5 billion in those plants to build batteries. And apparently it's turned enough of a profit or other adventures that he's involved in. So the company he had an option to take X number of shares that are worth $2.6 billion.
But that would just tank his company if he did that, though. That would be a really stupid move, yeah.
Yeah, it isn't like he needs the money.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, so there's Elon Musk. One other person in the news at this moment, China's president. Was it Xi Jinping, right? Isn't that his name? Or Xi Chai Bai? What is it? Xing X. It's XI.
President
Xing Chai. Chai?
This is bad.
I thought it was
Xi.
Oh, God.
It's
Xi,
isn't it?
Is it Xi?
That's what I thought. But
what it was.
Maybe we should tell the story and stop trying to say the name.
Well,
we're obviously
interesting about Xi, he has pretty good Xi, apparently, because the constitution has been changed in China to allow him to serve as long as he wants to. It's an indefinite. Now, because of the presidential term limits being lifted, he can rule indefinitely. No opposition, basically, at the National People's Congress over the weekend. Two delegates voted against it, and you can probably figure out they'll be in a landfill today. He's 64 years old. He said the Constitution Amendment reflects the common will of the people. Really? I wonder how many people actually voted on this. This was not a referendum. This was a vote in what amounts to, they call it the People's Congress. It's their parliament. It's the same thing as our Republican and democratically controlled House and Senate, that sort of thing. In addition to lifting term limits, the amendment also adds his personal political philosophy to the preamble of the Constitution, abolishing a system that was put in place in 1982 to prevent any lifelong dictatorships.
Mm-hmm.
So you can figure this will cause, the egos of these people don't realize what will happen. It'll foment, if he stays there and then it goes to his son or his daughter or whatever that stuff, there will be a revolution there again. Because, you know, things are better, but they aren't the best. And it's not, certainly not like, we're not talking about North Korea bad. A lot of people, there's a lot of nouveau riche, a lot of new money, but still, this is abusive. And we know about abuses in our political system, so you can imagine over there how much worse it is. It's 16 past the hour.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh. Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring. And save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 3/24/18.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Daily conversation about what's hot and sometimes what's not. I thought, as long as we were talking about Elon Musk there, the Trump administration is hoping to privatize things in space like the International Space Station. Washington Post carrying a story which says it has a NASA document outlining plans for privatization by 2025. Not clear how putting the station in private hands would work yet. It's an international program because there are, at least four or five different countries that have people up there all the time. NASA is going to release its budget proposal this week, and the privatization plan is included in that. You know, we used to spend 5% of the budget was on NASA, and now it's like 0.5% is spent on this. And if it turns out that we still are making advances, gains, because the privates like Elon Musk and Richard Branson and others want to put their dough in it, and they're putting their dough in it because they can see the future perhaps better than many. And I say that because I'm critical of cutting the NASA budget. I think that that for the very reason the privates want to get into it, it's a good thing for the public sector to begin or to go back in, not begin, but go back into it, because it is the future. It really is. There are going to be so many opportunities, so many great things that will happen. You know that we already have too many people on this planet. They're going to have to go somewhere. Something's got to happen. Something's got to give. And whether we all get on a plane, a rocket ship, and go someplace else, but something's got to give. It is 21 after the hour, friends and neighbors.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Me and Mrs. Jones. Got a thing going on.
We got a thing.
23 and change at the hour. DJ V time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones, the remember the movie Me and Mrs. No, it wasn't Me and Mrs. Jones, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah.
And Colin Firth was
Colin.
The star of that.
Colin.
Him too. Sure. Mamma Mia, he's in that. He was in Love Actually. He's really got a great resume. He and his wife, Livia Guglioli. Oh, what a great name. Guglioli? This kind of reminds you of a scene from Love Actually when he goes to propose to the Italian. Remember that from Love Actually?
Mm-hmm.
Colin Firth goes in and. That's a great scene. Anyway, so his wife's an Italian movie producer and a director. Apparently she had an affair with somebody while they were separated. They've been married for a couple of decades, but they were for a while, a couple of years ago, took some time off. And she had an affair with a man that she now is accusing of stalking her and her husband. This guy's been a friend of hers for a long time. His name is Marco Brancaccia. I love those Italian. Brancaccia. Whom now, she says, launched a frightening campaign of harassment against the two of them. And the rep for both of the Firths said, quote, for obvious reasons, they have never had any desire to make this matter public. A couple of years ago, they privately made a decision to separate for a while. During that time, Mrs. briefly became involved with a former friend. Now they have reunited, and the friend doesn't seem to want to go away. So Italian prosecutors are, there's a, as you can imagine, a harassment complaint issued against this guy. Imagine
yeah, but
that
the,
in your own life. Think about it.
Right, yeah, but the weird thing about this story, too, is the guy isn't, he's claiming that he actually has all of the emails and photos and videos and things that she sent him. And so he's kind of saying,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what he's implying, that she's claiming harassment now so that he's going to be, look, anything he says will look like he's just crazy. But mm-hmm. that they actually kept going with the affair. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They have a couple of children. They spend most of their time in London, but apparently they do have a home in Italy as well. So it does, it's kind of like a page out of Love, actually. 25 and change past the hour now. Music news. Katy Perry is in the middle of this thing. The story of Sister Catherine Rose Holtzman of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, one of the nuns embroiled in a legal battle over the sale of a convent that Katy Perry's trying to buy, died, dropped dead in the courtroom on Friday, the age of 89. She was in court trying to testify. One of the nuns had tried to sell the 8-acre convent. It's over, not far from where my kids live in Los Feliz. The Sisters of the Most Holy and Immaculate Heart for the... It's been there for four or five decades. They want to change it into a restaurant. Now, actually, they want to change it into a boutique hotel somehow. But it's kind of a weird situation because it's not a part of town where you would think this would be a big... Although there's a lot of gentrification going on. But the story isn't that so much as this lady. Just for her death, Sister Holzman gave an interview to the local Fox station here. She said, quote, "We asked... these folks, there are two people involved in this, as far as I can figure out. The fellow who bought it, Dana Hollister, bought the convent, converted it to a restaurant. Now he wanted to sell it to Katy Perry. And they said, please stop, I guess. Apparently we don't want you to do this.
I don't know what Katy Perry wants to do with this property. That's what's interesting, why they were fighting back and forth with her. But this nun has no love for Katy Perry.
No, not at all. Please stop, she wrote. It's not doing anyone any good except hurting a lot of people. But apparently they had an option to buy it back again. If it seems like a weird story, frankly. But the story isn't so much, I guess that's half of the story. The other half is that she passed away. That's kind of sad. It's 28 past the hour.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. Call 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Before after the hour, lots of animated conversation is really what you can count on daily on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jen is not with us today. We're having a continuing conversation on and off the air about Katy Perry buying a convent in the Los Feliz section of Los Angeles, 8 acres of land to be converted to who, I guess the correct English would be, to who knows. I'm very careful about who, to whom. You and I both are sticklers on grammar, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Who, to whom is, I guess, the question. Well, to whom is Katy Perry? What she wants to do with it apparently doesn't make much difference. These nuns, a couple of older nuns, didn't like it, and one of them was testifying in a court case that they'd brought against Katy Perry for whatever reason, and she died. So what is the behind the scenes of this?
Well, after a lot of Googling that Kara and I just did during the commercial break, it turns out that Katy Perry paid $10 million cash for this convent. It's a 20,000 square foot area, and she wanted to build one big house so her mother and her grandmother could live there, and that would be like their home base. And so these two nuns, there's 2 nuns out of 8 that were holdouts who didn't like Katy Perry. Katy Perry went to the convent, met with the nuns last year and won everybody over except for these 2. And they said they didn't want the sale to go to Katy Perry because they had concerns about her character. They would rather have a boutique hotel replace the convent than have Katy Perry live there. So
what I want to know is how it is that two nuns who live in a convent, they don't own the convent. The Catholic Church owns the convent. So how do they have any say in it all? We all know the Catholic Church has been selling property all around the country. My hometown of Framingham, we had a convent, an old retirement home for the brothers and sisters of the, whatever it was, Sisters of Mercy, I think. And there were 54 acres. And they decided they had to sell it to make sure that there was retirement money for the nuns and for the brothers. And so there's this whole big to-do in Framingham about what to do with it. But nobody questioned. There were churches that have been sold on some of the major arteries to get money, valuable land there. So, but it all goes to the church. What the heck do these nuns have to say about it?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. The only reason I think they're involved in the conversation is because... So, they're not involved in this sale to Katy Perry, but before she bought it, they tried to sell it to someone else, even though they didn't have the actual...
They being the nuns or the Catholic
nuns.
Church?
The nuns tried to sell it to someone else, and so they did sell it, but that's how it got sold to Katy Perry afterwards, because they didn't actually have the right to sell it, and so I don't know. Now they're trying to appeal. The other interesting thing I've seen that they said about Katy Perry is, Katy Perry represents everything we don't believe in. It would be a sin to sell to her. And yeah, apparently, I don't know. I don't know.
What does she represent?
I don't know.
Mentioned the Dark Horse video, which I
just skimmed through. It's got an Egyptian theme, but I don't see anything. I mean, there's a rapper involved in it. I don't see anything that's worse than anything else in the music industry or Hollywood. I don't know if it's because she used to be a gospel singer and she's now into pop and they don't like that she switched from the church to mainstream pop music. I don't know. I don't know if anyone will ever solve the mystery, especially now that one of the main nuns has passed away. But bizarre, and I understand why the jury did not understand anything, because I can't get
it. None of us do. Here's something else not to understand. The health implications now of this nerve agent. Remember the story from last week of the Russian ex-spy and his daughter? As the Brits now are looking for more information on the contamination, the type. It sounds like a movie. I went to see Red Sparrow over the weekend, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, this is the same kind of a story. Chemicals that put the father and daughter in critical condition. Perhaps the Russians are at it again. Not clear. It sort of also reminds me a bit of the video that you see Kim Jong-un's brother when the guy approached him in the airport. Have you seen that video of him putting a rag over his brother's nose and mouth?
No, but...
And then he goes into an office at the airport and dies on the floor. So this is that. This is this sort of international intrigue. It sounds like it comes right out of a movie, but it is the real... There'll be a movie about this. Somebody will take this idea. But now the point of the story is the general public may have been, or at least in that area of Salisbury, affected by this, or could have been, because this stuff was an agent in the air. And so people were in the, if you're in the supermarket there, they advised you to wash your clothing, send stuff out for dry cleaning, wipe down anything you were wearing, jewelry, watches, that sort of thing. Make sure you take 3 or 4 showers over a 2-day period. But now it looks like there is low risk for that, because it's, at this point, a week or so later, it's been disseminated into the air. But the authorities couldn't figure out, they still can't figure out what it was that they used, some kind of a rare nerve agent, but they don't know what it is. And so that's what they were advising people who are around there in the store, live in the area, to keep themselves clean. They still have a focus on the Russians because they can't figure out who else would want to bump this guy off. So there it is, the latest story of the Russians. Well, the Russians are all over the news. Have you noticed that today? They've announced this new hypersonic missile called the Bad Vlad. Oh, I just made that up. I thought it was kind of cute, though. They do have, supposedly, a hypersonic missile. And Putin was happy to say that it will overcome the U.S. defense systems. Nobody will be able to take it down. So what does all this do? We're going to be once again afraid of Putin and his little wee-wee. What is the whole... Who's going to use a hypersonic missile? And once any of this stuff gets... It's curtains. Nobody survives this stuff. So why do they keep wasting their money and their time on it? Other than just to exercise... you know, I wasn't being facetious. Guys with little you-know-whats try to be big men, whether it's the short man thing, whatever it is. And the kind of money that this guy, this country is basically broke. And they're spending, it's the same as North Korea. They got people starving in the streets. And yet they spend all this money to do nothing, in essence. There's nothing other than the ego gratification for some guy who's got a little wung, wung, wung. So, well, what else is it? Seriously.
I agree.
All right. Donald Trump praising countries that execute drug dealers. Over the weekend, he was on a crusade. I guess he's had a couple of rallies over the weekend. He cited Singapore as an example of a nation where drug offenses result in capital punishment. You know, in a way, I don't find... I think drug dealers are right up on the top list of scum. And whether it's the death penalty, put them in jail, throw away the key. Rapists, murderers, and drug dealers, throw away the key. So,
I kind of, sure, rapists and murderers, of course, but there are so many, and I think that the argument would be
it's
made
the definition.
That,
okay. Yep. I know where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah, but also, there are so many, and Jay-Z has been one of the, he's kind of popping to mind. When he was growing up in the projects, you either got recruited into a gang and sold drugs for the gang, yeah, or you got killed. And so there are so many cities that have that same situation where young kids, 12, 13, 14 years old, are being recruited into these gangs, or else, you know, their families get threatened, and there's no other option for them. So to say that they get the death penalty is, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree. You're right. I'll take myself back a bit.
Yeah, if you're Pablo Escobar, then sure. Yes.
Right, exactly. Yes, right.
Yeah. Then I'm with you. You're El Chapo or whatever that guy is. Right. But yeah,
Chop
I agree.
Is all of his whatevers, yes. Okay. So Rick Scott of Florida signed a gun bill, and the NRA has announced they're going to court to try to stop it. Talk about bad PR. Man, these guys don't get it at all. I'm sure if Jennifer were here, she'd have another side to this, but I'm trying to figure out. I look at things. I'm, you know, there's the left, there's the right, and there's the middle. And so I try to understand what's on both sides here. The age to buy a firearm in Florida has been up to 21. There's a requirement for a three-day waiting period. The sale or possession of bump stocks is banned. Mental health requirements are part of this. Safety programs in schools. So what is there not to like in this bill? It also lets some teachers carry weapons if they want to. Scott says he's opposed to that, and I think there's good reason for that.
Yeah,
sort of surprising.
I agree with that.
Not one of the most, he hasn't been on the top of the list as far as people who've got some moderate common sense. He said, quote, I still think law enforcement officers ought to be the ones to protect the schools. I've heard all the arguments from and for teachers to be armed and that sort of thing. The bill was changed a lot on this topic. I'm not persuaded. The provision in the new act known as the Coach Aaron Feist Guardian Program is not mandatory. Leaves the decision to arm schools up to local officials. Within hours of the bill being signed, the NRA filed a federal lawsuit. Violates Second Amendment. Man, what a bunch of bunkers. Bong, boom.
Florida is bunkers.
But this shows they're sort of trending into the mainstream, though, Victoria.
Yeah, oh, I know. But what I mean is another bonkers story that came out over the weekend. There's a female representative. I don't know her name. I don't remember it. But she kind of went on a rampage against the students who have been protesting, the kids from Parkland who, you know, have
this
been
week is
rallying
a big week
and things.
For that. Isn't that this week?
It's the 24th. It's next week.
Okay.
But this to me, this idiotic woman basically said, sit down, kids. Adults make the laws. You don't. It's like, how dumb are you that you're talking to future voters?
Yep.
And a lot of these kids are seniors. So it just, I don't know. Maybe this is just this is what we need to just have a cleansing of, get rid of the old that's not working and bring in some new.
Out with the old and in with the new.
In with the new, yeah.
Starting with Elizabeth Warren. That'd be a good place to start. She has now refused to take a DNA test to prove that she's Pocahontas.
Oh, God.
She said, quote, I know who you are, and I know who I am, and I know what you're trying to do. I never got any benefit from being Pocahontas. She was on Meet the Press.
Did she actually say Pocahontas or a DC?
No, of course not. Of course he didn't. I'm just embellishing. Come on. I have to get a little dramatized here for this to be an interesting story because I find her so boring.
Who would have thought?
It's so boring.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, while Europe is slowing down its commitment to diesel, the numbers show that the U.S. is expected to increase diesel vehicles. Light pickup trucks and SUV diesel vehicles are projected to be up by 168%, mostly because of pollution. A handful of European cities are looking at banning older diesel vehicles. Jaguar Land Rover started with 2 diesel models and are now up to 7 vehicles in their showrooms. As a result, from the expansion of their diesel, sales are up by 53% over 2016. For more, go to our AutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Live in the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pit time is 53 past the hour. Happy to have, as usual, one of my heroes in the broadcast business, Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every weekend. Well, you can hear it when you want to, because it's delivered like my program and most other programs that are savvy, have ways of finding the info anytime, day or night. So you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you have a wet basement or a wet dream, either or both of those things, and you go right to the money pit. The money pit. So you may need a new mattress. Well, listen, let's get to the wet basement now that that's in our mind.
I got nothing to say about that.
Listen, we're going to sell some mattresses in
you
a minute.
You tanked that open all by yourself.
Wet basements this time of year, with all these wild storms that are going on. We have a lot of problems in the Northeast, especially where you are in Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio River Valley, all the way up to New England. Wild weather and wet basements galore. So what do you do? What do you tell people who are asking you at MoneyPit.com or on the air what to do about our wet basement?
Well, it's interesting because we got an email from a guy named Kevin who says his basement's pretty humid and he's got moisture coming up through the floor. He's got a history of mold and a history of flooding. And he says he's heard us talk about the ways to stop wet basements. But then he has a wet basement contractor come to his house and tell him that we're all wrong. We're all washed up, so to speak, that grading and drainage is not enough. So he wants to know, is that the case? Are we really washed up, Doug? Or is this guy just trying to sell his solutions?
Well, I've had a little of this all through my life. The house I grew up in had a sump pump.
Yep.
And whenever there was what, we also used it for the washing machine, too.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
It is.
Well, the thing is that
water
everywhere. Right. If you have a water problem that's consistent with rainfall like we've had these last few weeks, in other words, it rains either that day, the next day, you start getting signs of moisture, perhaps flooding, heavy snow that melts, you start to get the flooding. It's always, always, always caused by the grading, which is the angle of the soil around your house, and even more so by the roof drainage. And if you were to manage those two things, you're not going to have a wet basement anymore. The idea of having to put in sump pumps and drain tiles and dig trenches in the inside of the basement or the outside of the house, all that does is evacuates water once it gets down there. What we want you to do is to stop water before it gets there. And the only time you need those, they're called sub-slab drainage systems, is if you have a rising water table. But water tables rise seasonally. They don't go up and down with every rainfall. So what you need to do is this, two things. Number one, look at your gutter system. You got to do a little math here, all right? You want one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface. So try to estimate in your mind, you don't have to be particularly accurate about this, but just kind of rough it out, that you have enough downspouts carrying that water away. And be particularly careful with those downspouts that you have an upper roof and drops to a lower roof. Then that lower roof downspout has to take all of that surface together.
Right.
Now, secondly, when you get the downspout discharge, I find that gutter contractors always put them out about a foot, maybe into a splash block. If you've got a water problem in your basement, I want you to add a 6 or 8 foot leader on the end of that. Now, you don't have to stare at it forever, but I want you to move that water at least 6 or 8 feet away from the house to prove a point, and that is that it's going to solve your problem. If it does, you can run them underground through solid PVC pipe later and clean it up. But moving that water away from the foundation,
you've got to move it away.
Yeah. And then the last thing is the angle of the soil. So many times you've got people that have a lot of topsoil, right? That's very absorbent, so that holds water against the house. You can have stone that does nothing to shed water away. I've seen landscaping ties and brick pavers that are like perimeters around the house. We have another word for that. We call it a moat. Okay, yeah. It holds water in. But if you maintain the drainage around the outside like that with the roof and the grading, nothing restricting, you're not going to have a water problem.
No. You got to get it away from the house. That's the bottom line. You get the stone around the house, it just drains down further.
Yeah, exactly. That says, come on in.
And
the pitch these wet basement contractors give folks about, well, you're going to have a mold problem or your foundation's going to fall apart. Look, the water's already getting down there in their system. It has to go past the walls, in the walls, through the walls to get to those trenches where it gets pumped out. So what's the point? Want to stop the water from getting there.
Don't forget about the Money Pit. This is, 3 days?
The contest on the 15th, has been going on. The Good Night Sweep Sleepstakes is over on the 15th. You could win a Tuft and Needle mattress, pillows, sheets, $4,000 worth of cool bedding from Tuft and Needle. Enter today at MoneyPit.com. You got 3 days left to enter.
MoneyPit.com. That's kind of a neat prize. And to take care of the wet dream. You had that problem that we were talking about earlier, a new mattress. You win the contest, MoneyPit.com. All right, Tommy the K with Dougie the S at 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.